We know there's power in our numbers. We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C., not extremist Bernie Moreno. If elected, Moreno could make the Radical Project 2025 playbook a reality, endangering our democracy and our hard-won rights and freedoms. Together, we can stop Moreno and his allies from reversing everything our ancestors fought for: Social Security, voting rights, and more. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community, capping the price of life-saving drugs like insulin and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in Black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Oh, it's Turn It Around Tuesday. Turn It Around Tuesday. You had your 24 hours of pain and grief, and then you have to get ready for, I don't know, the Ohio State Buckeyes.
Some Ohio State Buckeyes.
A bunch of Ohio State Buckeyes. DPAO 402-464-5685 is the Sarda Heyman text line. If you want to be part of what we're doing, fire it up. Hit us with a what's up, and we can have a conversation. As LA Knight likes to say, let me talk to you. We're going to have some fun here for the next hour, and then we'll hand it over to Des Moines Adams and Ashton Hunter as they highlight, amplify, celebrate teammates, mentoring, and all the good that they're doing and all the things that they're trying to do. Before we get into the conversation, I will tell you, you can follow us on the live video stream, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, X, Allo Channel 961, if you will. And then I will ask Austin Orman, sir, if you would please let them know about our friends at the Mercado.
Friends indeed. Three places you can find our friends in Lincoln: 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, as well as 85th and Andermatt here in Lincoln. But also, Omaha friends, you are with us. We are with you. There's one for you, 162nd and Maple. Go check them out for every type of meat, every type of cut, spices, sugars, sweets, desserts, sides, accoutrement, whatever you need. Your grill, it's nice enough to grill again. Now, get in early before it gets dark outside. But hey, you still got time. Get some Mercado.
Yeah, get some Mercado. Get you what you need. Get you what's good for you. You know, I'm in a mood. I'm in a great mood. First of all, I'm grateful, thankful for the Washington Commanders inviting me back for Legends Weekend. It's their alumni weekend. And of course, as a tribute, they were retiring the jersey of the one and only, the great Darryl Green. And it was amazing to have 4 days of spending time with that organization's finest. Just rehashing memories, bringing up old stories, the telling of old lies on one another, which is all spectacular.
I'm sure the stories were true at some point.
Yeah, you know, all mutual and wonderful in it, and some great stories, great recontact. Some of those folks will show up here on the ticket here in the next couple of weeks as well. So it was wonderful. Wonderful. Also got to see my daughter and grandson, which is always wonderful and adds spice to the sauce. So you feel good about it. But then, you know, you have to get into this thing that is sports. And so Austin, I'm in D.C. and it's Saturday morning. And a buddy of mine asked me where I'm going to watch the Huskers. And I said, I don't know, probably one of my usual suspects. And he goes, well, there is a Husker bar. There's a DC Huskers bar. And they get together for every game. And I was like, okay, what'd it do? And it was a big homecoming weekend in DC. So a lot of the bars were booked and pre-booked and overbooked. So they moved it down the street to another bar that opened, that isn't normally open, but opened itself to be available to the Huskers. And we walk in, and there to tell you in DC proper that there were three levels, and the lower level, the base level, the main level, standing room only of Huskers. And great crowd, great energy, lots of good things in play, except the game. The game started. Everything was great until the game started. Oh, yeah, it was spectacular. Fun, great cheers, you know, the Go Big Red chants. They actually sell DC Husker shirts that I am now proud owner of one. they do tons of raffles. They have scholarships for DC area students who want to go to Nebraska. And there's a lot of politicians and, you know, you're on Capitol Hill. So a lot of those folks who are serving that way are there. And those are the folks who find their way into the bar. And again, it was great until the game started. And then I could have closed my eyes and not known that I was in DC. I would have just thought I was in Lincoln because the language was all the verbiage was all the same. Hey,
Husker fans are Husker fans. Hey,
it was that thing, right? Just go, okay, yep, 100%. And here's what happens, Austin, and I kind of checked in, and I listened to the post game shows and some of the Sunday shows. We flew back this morning, got back to Lincoln around noon, but had checked in, and of course, stay connected to. Whether it be social media, text line, that's a pretty good artery, you know, pretty good vein. Like for the, you put your two fingers on it and you get a pretty good idea where it stands. And all of it, people were trying to find out answers, right? What happened? What happened? What happened? And he listened to Matt Rhule twice. So he talked in the post game. Then he talked yesterday. And then today, Tony White, Marcus Satterfield, they had their conversations. And again, I generally try with all of my heart to stay away from criticizing a coach on performance, on the performance of players. Because once you've, if you've ever coached, you know, you can have the perfect game plan, the perfect preparation, the perfect verbiage, perfect messaging, checks and balances, all those things, and it can still go left. Now this thing went full 360, right? This thing went left and then kept on. Kept on going left. But to try to find out what happened. And here's the thing that is true. There's a reason why it happened. There's absolutely a reason. Even if we don't know the reason, speculating about the reason, trying to finger point, no. Trying to identify. And there's a difference between finger pointing and blaming. And trying to identify the thing that fixes the thing that has a problem. Right? On coaching staffs, I have had to stand between coaches to go, listen, finger pointing doesn't solve anything. Identifying what happened, cause and effect, plan versus result. And then there are the things that you cannot, the intangibles that you cannot control. But great coaching staffs control the controllables. Great teams control the controllables. And the greatest organization that we know of when it comes to football, that New England Patriots, Belichick, you can tell me that the Madden Raiders, you could tell me that the Tom Landry Cowboys, you can tell me that the Joe Gibbs Washington Redskins, you can tell me the Huskers of Coach Tom Osborne or Bob Devaney, you can tell me about Nick Saban and the Alabama, but you understand that each of them, in all of those cases, they had friction before things got right. And so they all had to figure out, one, what's the mission? What's the mission? And fans talk about winning. (sighs) without identifying what winning is. Hmm. Because winning in Georgia is not the same currently as it is in Nebraska. Winning in Alabama is not the same as winning in Indiana. Different metrics, right? Different data, mm-hmm. different history, different experience. Mm-hmm. Like Vince Lombardi, right? The Packers. All of those successful staffs over long-term success and a definition of winning, which is being prepared to do exactly what's required on the next play. Mm. It is an accumulation. Winning is an accumulation of doing a lot of things to the detail in which you practice at the highest repetition. Do those things, do good things consistently. Do good things consistently. And then in football, and I don't care what level we're on. I don't care. I go back to this, that running, tackling, throwing the football, and not making mistakes that are...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Controllable. Some mistakes you can't control. Somebody makes a great play against you. Cool. Bet. Right? You take a full-on 270-pound helmet hit to the knuckle. Yeah, a fumble's going to happen. Mm-hmm. You go up and use perfect technique, and the guy is Derrick Henry, and he breaks the tackle. Shocker. Shocker. Those things you don't control. But what you cannot allow are for those things to happen consistently. Mm-hmm. And you have to have a plan for when those things do happen. So we listened to Tony White say, listen, a missed tackle, you know, one-on-one missed tackle only shows up if it's one-on-one. Mm-hmm. And then I just wanted to be in the room to scream, are we teaching two-on-one tackling, right? And I don't know the answer. But it's that thing that sometimes you schemed yourself to one person, somebody makes a great block, and the second guy doesn't get there. And then you really are out there one-on-one. Mm-hmm. And if you're out there one-on-one, Austin on the perimeter or down on the box, and he's with Strick, the idea is that I shouldn't have left him one-on-one with Strick down on the box. And I may have a plan that, hey, Harrison is going to come help you. Except for Harrison didn't see Jay Foreman coming to set a pick on him. Right? So things happen. But that should be the exception to the rule and not the consistent.
Ah, they got us. We'll fix it next time.
We'll fix it. Mm-hmm. Now, one of the great adages in all of sports, there's nothing wrong that a win won't cure. But here's the thing. You have to know what you're curing. You have to know what ails you. You have to know what needs fixing. And people will shout from the rooftops of Lincoln, Nebraska. There was every reason and excuse that you could possibly imagine on social media. It's talent, it's coaching, it's... There's no
Nebraska
edge.
Deferred the coin toss was one I heard today.
Right. Like there's every excuse, and the faithful one in me understands the gospel that says you can make excuses or you can make a way. Be a waymaker. Great players, great coaches, great organizations. They find a way. They find a way, and they're consistently finding a way. Often, it's in planning. It's not in faith. It's in work. Mm. It's work. I can say I love what I love, but I have to be active in it. So Austin, Nebraska, they were taken to school. Whew. They were taken to school. Mm-hmm. And we got a pretty good vantage and perspective on not only are they the 7 in the 56-7 against Indiana, not only are they the team that beat UTEP and the team that beat Rutgers 14-7, you're an accumulation of all the things you do, not just some of them. You're an accumulation of your best version and your worst version.
I believe the common sports phrase is, you are what your record says you are.
And there's where we land. That 4 months ago, if we said, going into Ohio State, Nebraska will be 5-2, are we good? Are we good with that? The details are another story. Mm-hmm. But we don't always pay attention to the details. We pay attention to the result. And the result says, whew, at the end of week 7, the Huskers are 5-2. Mm-hmm. And most, not all, would have said 5-2, heading into Columbus, needing one more win to get a bowl game and looking at a schedule. And remembering that the schedule as we thought it was 4 months ago is not the same way we look at it now. You have to be present. Mm-hmm. That USC, we're not real sure what USC is. We're certainly not sure what UCLA is, right?
Terps know what USC is now.
Right? Like, listen, you got smacked around for 3 quarters and then all of a sudden the lights came on in College Park. Somebody hit the juice button and, oh, look here. Looky here. When you look at Nebraska's schedule, you cannot look past this game. I kept saying it last week. You have to be careful, and you have to identify what the game against Indiana meant. Because if you thought you were happy and cool with 5-1, you're almost guaranteeing 5-2. And you better have a plan for it. Mm-hmm. If things go all the way left against Indiana, and Austin, you and I talked about it last week, right? What happens if you don't approach Indiana just like Indiana is everything? I kept saying it. You better put everything on this game. You know why? Because how that game played out is going to affect the next game. And guess what?
You got a doozy.
You got beat up by the little brother. And now you got to walk to the house of the big brother. Right?
Yeah.
You got to face the big brother now after the little brother put the paddle to you. Little brother, that other red, put a paddle to you. What are you going to do? You going to fight? Are you going to fight? And listen, you can't fight the way you fought. Can't prepare the way you prepared. Can't think the way you thought. You can't. Because it's clear that Indiana was the little brother who caught you. Mm-hmm. He caught you. And if you tell me the little brother caught you off guard, that's your fault. That is your fault. But now you know, big dog waiting for you. Little dog ran home and was like, hey, bro. Piece of cake. And big dog was like, oh, they still out there? They didn't learn. They want to fight. And it's your opportunity. It's an opportunity to identify what caused the result, that caused the failures and the lessons, that caused the pain, that caused you to rethink and reconsider. And Austin Orman, I had to look at Indiana and say, well, what is exactly Indiana doing? because Indiana's identified how to win in the Big Ten. They've actually identified. They've identified talent. They've identified scheme. They've identified the work ethic. They've identified the dog in them. They've identified a whole. Listen, they looked at everybody's weaknesses. They looked at everybody's strength. And they said, guess what? We've been in seven fights and we've won every one. And as a matter of fact, we've won them impressively. Mm-hmm. We've won them impressively. We beat up some folks like we were supposed to beat them up. So there's a way. But weird thing jumped up at me, Austin Orman. Mm. Indiana doesn't have five-star guys. Mm. Indiana doesn't have a lot of four-star guys. Mm. Austin Orman, Indiana is in a unique class. At the top of college football, the schools that are sitting undefeated, common threat, undefeated is a common threat. Mm. And if you look at, let's see, Army, Navy, Liberty, Indiana, BYU, Iowa State. Are those football elites? Are those football powerhouses? No, they're not.
This year they are.
Ooh, but seven weeks is not a reputation made. Austin, we'll go to break and come back and talk about those schools and how they have defined what winning is to them, and then they've identified how to do it. DP, Austin Orman, we'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.